Hey, thanks for the download and listen to Marlins Rewind. All right, Miami proved it could win on the road. Now they just need to put those pieces together at Marlins Park. Last night, the team started a 9-game homestand, commencing with the Arizona Diamondbacks. For the Tuesday night rewind, here's Geff.
Well, it was a happy homecoming for the Marlins tonight after a terrific road trip. They return to Marlins Park, and they pick up where they left off away from home. They win for the 8th time in 9 games. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-4. Coming in tonight, the Marlins were just 2-7 here at Marlins Park. Needed to get that turned around with a 9-game homestand getting started. And in inning number one, they got off to a good start against Patrick Corbin, a leadoff double from JT Realmuto. Realmuto tonight became the first Marlins catcher ever to bat leadoff in a game. Martin Prado followed with a single, putting men at the corners for Christian Yelich.
3-2, the count on Yelich. And Yelich bounces the ball out near second to his left. The shortstop, Ahmed Gunnett, flipped for the force at second base, but a run scores. And Yelich, on the fielder's choice, picks up an RBI, 1-0 Marlins.
So an early lead for Justin Nicolino, who is making his second start. Justin had worked 7 3rd innings of 2-hit shutout ball at Dodger Stadium in his season debut on Wednesday. But the D-backs got to him in inning number two. The inning began with 3 straight base runners. Ricky Weeks Jr. singled. Yasmani Tomas walked. Juan Castillo singled, loading the bases for Chris Owings.
Here's the pitch. Owings swings it off the end of the bat. A ball hit to right, and nobody's going to get to this. It'll score a run. Stanton throws to second. He doubles off the runner there.
On the fielder's choice, they lost the runner at second base. Castillo 9-6. But Owings, a productive out, an RBI for him. And we were all even at one. The D-backs would then get another productive out from Nick Ahmed.
The pitch is on the way, and Ahmed pops it up out into left center. Ozuna calls right away. Let's see if Tomas is tagging. He is. Here comes the throw. Here comes the runner. And at the plate, Tomas slides in safely. And the sacrifice fly by Ahmed puts the Diamondbacks ahead 2-1 here in the second.
Patrick Corbin got on a pretty good roll. He allowed 2 hits. Only 3 men reached against him in the second, third, fourth, and fifth innings. Nicolino was in and out of trouble, but he kept the D-backs off the scoreboard until the sixth, when still in a 2-1 game, Arizona got a leadoff single from Yasmani Tomas, getting Wellington Castillo to the plate.
Nicolino's ready. The pitch. A high fly ball sending Stanton back and right. He's on the track. He's near the wall. He leaps at the wall. Stanton cannot get it. It's into the Marlins bullpen. It's a 2-run home run for Wellington Castillo, his 7th home run of the year. And now the Diamondbacks have a 4-1 lead.
But back came the Marlins against Patrick Corbin in the last of the sixth. After Christian Yelich grounded back to the pitcher to start the inning, Corbin walked Giancarlo Stanton. One on, one out for Marcelo Ozuna.
Here's the pitch. A swing here. Ozuna hits a high fly ball. This is deep to left. It is going to be up, up and away. A home run up over top of the Clevelander into the seats just to the left of the Budweiser Bowtie Bar. Marcelo Ozuna with a 2-run home run pulls the Marlins to within 1 at 4-3.
StatCast measured that long ball at 432 feet. Marlins were right back into the ball game. Patrick Corbin was out of the ball game. He was yanked after the Ozuna long ball. He pitched 5 1/3 tonight. 5 hits, 3 runs, a walk, 4 strikeouts. That home run, 98 pitches, 62 strikes. Andrew Chafin, the lefty, came on with a string of right-handers due. Seemed like a curious decision, and it became even more curious when he threw 4 in a row out of the zone to Chris Johnson, then 4 in a row out of the zone to Adeni Echevarria. Chafin was done. 8 pitches, 8 balls. He had put 2 men on, and he was done. Jake Barrett, next out of the bullpen. He hit Derek Dietrich with a pitch, and suddenly the bases were loaded for the pinch hitter, Ichiro.
The pitch. And here's a line drive base hit out into left center. That's going to tie the game and then some. Johnson home to score. Behind him, Echevarria scores, and the Marlins have taken a 5-4 lead. Ichiro came through big time. Hit number 2,947.
That gave the Marlins the lead. That's our move of the game. Brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So the Marlins sent 9 men to the plate in the sixth inning. They scored 4 runs on 2 hits, 2 walks, and hit by pitch. The big blows, the Ozuna 2-run homer, and the Ichiro pinch hit 2-run single. Marlins had themselves a 5-4 lead. Facing Tyler Clippard, Miami would extend the lead in the seventh. thanks to Christian Yelich. 1-1 is driven to deep right field by Yelich. Back goes Peralta at the wall. Goodbye, Christian Yelich. 6-4 Marlins in the seventh. Yelly turned on one and he launched it out of here off the facade of the home run porch. Looking for more insurance against Enrique Burgos in the eighth inning. A leadoff single by Danny Echevarria. Then consecutive walks to Derek Dietrich and pinch hitter Justin Bour. The bases were loaded for JT Realmuto. 1-1 now to Realmuto, and JT hammers one high in the air, deep left center. Tomas is back onto the track. He makes the catch right in front of the out-of-town scoreboard. Runners tag in from third, Echevarria. Dietrich takes third base. It's a sac fly for Realmuto, and the Marlins open up a 7-4 lead. And they had only three outs to get. The bullpen was terrific after Nicolino went the first six, allowing seven hits, four runs, three walks, and a homer. 87 pitches, 57 strikes. Kyle Bearclaw, a pair of strikeouts in a scoreless seventh inning. David Phelps struck out the side in a perfect eighth. That meant it was time for A.J. Ramos with a three-run lead in the ninth. He struck out pinch hitter Jake Lamb to get things started. Phil Gosselin popped to first base for out number two. D-backs down three and down to their final hope, Brandon Drury.
But the entire bullpen, Bearclaw, Phelps, and Ramos. Here's a line drive right at Giancarlo. He's got it, and that's the ball game. Drury lines out on the first pitch he saw from Ramos, and A.J. pitches a 1-2-3 ninth to earn his sixth consecutive save. And the Marlins have beaten the Diamondbacks 7-4.
So after the seven-game winning streak ended Sunday in Milwaukee, Marlins start a new streak tonight. They've won 8 out of 9. Miami wins it 7-4. For the Marlins, 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 7 men left on base. For the D-backs, 4 runs, 9 hits, and a miscue. They also strand 7. Justin Nicolino, the winning pitcher, he's 2-0. Andrew Chafin, the loser, 0-1. A.J. Ramos, save number 8. He's converted 17 in a row now, going back to last September. Time of the game was 3 hours, 11 minutes, and a crowd of 16,323 was here to see it. Marlins moved back above 500 for the second time this year. They're 13-12, now 3-7 at Marlins Park. Meanwhile, the D-backs fall to 12-16. They've lost 4 in a row, 6 of 7, and they see a 5-game road winning streak come to an end. They fall to 7-4 away from Chase Field.
Make that 8 of 9 for the Marlins in the win column and 2 straight wins for Nicolino on the mound. Even though he admits he didn't have his best stuff last night, he stayed in there long enough to compete and give the team a chance.
We get an early 1-0 ball game, and you know my job is to go out there and have shutdown innings, and we did that in the first, and you know second inning, you know just balls left up over the plate, and I can't do that. But you know, like I said before, team picked me up tonight, and it was a fun ball game.
Tonight, another 7-10 game versus Arizona. Tune in for Kyle Seeloff's Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico, at 6:40. Kids eat free at the ballpark tonight. Those 12 and under get a free hot dog, some chips, and a Pepsi. Get tickets at Marlins.com and rewind with the Marlins podcast page by subscribing and catching Marlins Rewind every day.